Technology has given us superpowers in Christianity, with a voice that can now reach audiences across the world. Pandemic woes have taken us out of the walls of our local churches, but we are so very thankful God has allowed multiple ways in which His Word can still be implemented everywhere. From amplified systems to Facebook and Instagram, and a host of social media platforms, His Word still reaches thousands and thousands, now all without leaving the comforts of home. Many, many years ago, Samuel Morse sent the first telegraph message that stated the most remarkable sentence, "What hath God wrought?" He was simply filled with wonder at what God had given in one of the first technological advancements. His statement was priceless then, and now generations after generations are still grateful for those technological beginnings that have led to so much more. Some notable names, like Pastor Charles Stanley, Senior Pastor David Jeremiah, Pastor Tony Evans, and Pastor Greg Laurie, have been front and center with the Good News Gospel as they aired their segments on primetime television many, many years before COVID-19. And now, it seems as though everyone has joined in the world of technology to preach sermons, download sermons, whole Sunday services, host prayer gatherings, and church conferences, to name a few. What's even more impressive is that translations of Scripture can be accessed and downloaded in every single language. For the first time ever, one of my favorite advancements in particular, the Bible has now been translated into American Sign Language. This task was 39 years in the making. Those who have a heart for Christ, using technology, have made astounding advances with this monumental and life-changing undertaking. Outside the traditional business and education fields, tasks like creating PowerPoint presentations, flyers, logo designs, book publishing, video editing, and yes, even podcast creation, are all at the fingertips of almost everyone with access to the internet and a device. With this fast-moving and all-accessible advancement of technology, it is essential to say that technology must be utilized with the same guarded heart that Scripture talks about in Psalm 119, verses 9 through 11. That Scripture states, "How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." Within our newfound technological aspirations, we must still continue forward with Christian discipleship, whether on Zoom calls or whether interacting face to face. Standing on the word of God and his promises has remained of utmost importance. In good times and in bad, in the midst of a pandemic or on the victorious side of hardship, we absolutely must remain steadfast. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. 1 Corinthians 15 and 58. With all the technology can help us to accomplish, unplugging on a very regular basis is needed. Taking time to reconnect with family and friends is necessary. Relationships are still just as necessary as they were before the technological advancements, and relationships and fellowship will continue to be essential in our daily lives. Overall, we thank God for the technology we have today because it allows us to create an outreach ministry. Our charge remains the same as it did generations and centuries ago, to make disciples of men. We must continue to empower others to begin or continue a walk with Christ, using all entities of technology as a positive and heartfelt platform. Ready to try your hand at some technology geared towards Christianity? Here are examples of just a few apps great for Christian families. Our Daily Bread. Remember those small booklets? While the app is interactive, has daily readings that you can share and even make journal notes within. There's an app called iDisciple. It contains messages and articles, devotionals, music and videos from many Christian authors, speakers, ministries. You'll find it all there. The Abide app, it's simply a Bible meditation app. Christian Audio, it's an audio app for books. And last but not least, PureFlix. It's just like Netflix, but all movies and TV shows are family friendly, and some even come with Bible study lessons. All right, let's all go make a technological difference for Christ.